This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
We talk a lot about what makes communities thrive on Central Standard, so we were intrigued when we heard that some third graders in the area were researching that very subject. Miss Allie Heemstra and Mrs. Valerie Diebel's classes at Crossroads Academy downtown have been exploring different neighborhoods. We stopped by the school recently to hear what these third graders think makes a neighborhood thrive.
Hello, my name is Issa Sillier. I would probably say that volunteers are pretty important to a community because they can help build stuff like community gardens, and they can help pay taxes of the parks and the gardens.
I'm Asha Gardner. If you have a park in your neighborhood, then it'll get kids outside to get some exercise.
I think a thriving neighborhood should have change makers and helpful people. My name is Ashley Aguilar Morales.
Hello, my name is Lucas Kelly McGee. I think a thriving neighborhood should have diversity because diversity can help you. Like, if you want to have a party, like, you could party different ways and learn different things about other people. And sometimes other people can help you open things about that you can know about your own self that you didn't even know that you could do.
My name is Israel. I think what makes a community thrive is, like, people going, helping each other out, doing stuff that doesn't leave their community a big trash pile. If there's a vacant house, you could go in that and take care of it for a while, and then go back to your own house.
My name is Cashley Muldrew. If there's somebody older, you could, like, I always help my elders. You could do that.
My name is Justice Christensen.
What makes the neighborhood thrive is they take care of little problems before it gets big, and they try and keep their community safe, and whenever something is wrong, they don't just stand there and watch or laugh. They will help each other.
Hello, my name's Bishop Malik Williams, and I think a thriving neighborhood has safety.
Hello, my name is Isabella White. What makes a neighborhood safe is that lots of people are friends and family, and if someone got, like, cut themselves with glass, or if someone didn't feel safe in their own house because they had a broken window or something and it wasn't there before, maybe those friends and family can come and help them.
Hello, my name is Hannah Carney. I think a community needs most to thrive is probably safety again, because safety is, sometimes it can keep you alive, and a thriving community would keep people alive, and a neglected might not keep you alive very as much as a thriving community would.
This project has also been making these third graders reflect on their own neighborhoods. We'll close the show today with a few of their reflections.
My neighborhood is, like, in the middle. It's a bit thriving, and it's a bit clean, but not that much clean.
We have a community garden in our community, and so it made a lot of people come together.
It's a super thriving neighborhood. There's lots of safety. I at least see or hear a cop, or I see a cop car somewhere parked.
We figured out that there's sort of this place that we built a swing in, like, out of wood and string, and eventually a homeless guy moved in, and I think it would be good if maybe they started selling houses for less, so maybe he could afford a house.
I want to change, like, all the drugs, the use of alcohol, and stuff like that. My neighborhood isn't such a great place to live yet, and if we become change makers, we could change that.
As
were the voices of third graders at Crossroads Academy, a public charter school in downtown Kansas City. Their story was produced by KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross.